said to his disciples, I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two, two against three. This is Jesus' warning to us from the gospel today. No doubt, the world has become a divided tinderbox, seemingly ready to burn to the ground at any moment. Maybe the reason for this is because his Catholic Church is so divided. And that's not supposed to be. A while back, someone sent me a link to a Pew Research study conducted a few years earlier. According to the study, which surveyed about a third of all Catholics in the United States, only 31% believe in the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. That's pathetic. That's even worse than a household of five divided three against two. We are not supposed to be the ones divided. If the Catholic Church is divided on the Eucharist, then you know the world is disintegrating. There's a saying, when the church catches a cold, the world gets pneumonia. Well, the church, the body of Christ, might actually be suffering from second stage cancer. So what does that say about the world? Well, let's begin right here. What about us? What about the people of St. Joseph? Do we really believe in the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist? Whatever the case may be, listen to what the church teaches regarding our Lord's real presence in the Eucharist. According to the Catechism of the Catholic Church, the Eucharist is the source and summit of the Christian life. For in the Blessed Eucharist is contained the whole spiritual good of the Church, namely Christ himself. At the consecration at Mass, after the priest pronounces the words, "This is my body and this is my blood," the bread and the wine truly become the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. Only the appearance of bread and wine remain. It's true, if we put the Eucharist under a microscope, we would most likely see what appears to be mere bread and wine. Our senses may tell us that the Eucharist is just bread and wine. Even our finely tuned scientific instruments may tell us the same. It looks like bread, it tastes like bread, it smells like bread. But we are asked by Jesus Christ and his church to live by faith, not by sight. Jesus said, "My body is true food and my blood is true drink." Jesus is God. God cannot lie. Therefore, it is true. If I didn't believe it, I wouldn't be a priest today. But I can't prove it to anyone. The only one who can do that is Jesus Christ himself. If we don't believe, or we just don't know, then let's ask the Lord to open our hearts to this most beautiful, most sublime gift, his real presence, body, blood, soul, and divinity. Ultimately, Jesus desires to unite us. First, his Catholic Church, and then potentially the world around us, but it has to start somewhere, somewhere now. The Eucharist is the sacrament of our Lord's love for us. He is right here, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, just waiting for us to come, a prisoner of love in this tiny little tabernacle. He whom the heavens could not contain found a home in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and as he promised to remain with us until the end of time, he's right here in every tabernacle, in every Catholic church around the globe, waiting for us. Jesus came to set the world on fire with his love, and how he wishes it were already blazing. Nothing will ignite this fire quicker than belief in the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, and nothing else can bring about a more perfect unity within ourselves and in the world around us than the Eucharist.